A petition to annex four tracts into the city and borough of Juneau is heading to the state's local boundary commission. Three of the four tracts are on Admiralty Island, which drew fire from Angoon and seasonal property owners. As KTLO's Jacob Resnick reports, no one at the public hearing or on the assembly made a case for annexation.
Opposition came from different places, but with a unified purpose. No to Juneau annexing more of Admiralty Island.
Alaska is a great place to be because we have lots of remote places where government presence is really minimal.
That's Wheeler Creek cabin owner Steve Gilbertson. He was also Juneau's municipal lands manager in the 1990s.
I don't believe that every square inch of Alaska has to be part of a borough, and the benefits and services would be minimal or non-existent.
In Alaska, a borough only guarantees three services: zoning, taxation, and a school if there are at least 10 school-aged children. There aren't in the seasonal areas, nor does Juneau apply zoning off the road system. That led Assemblyman Rob Edwardson to ask a question.
What is the public interest in annexing these areas? What's the public interest for me as a citizen of Juneau or for people who have property that could be annexed soon?
It was left to City Manager Rory Watt to take a stab at answering. He said the benefits of Juneau's services extend far and wide.
Juneau maintains a hospital, and it maintains an airport, and we maintain a harbor system and a road system and a transit system and all the things that make the city work.
And he said most of the seasonal cabin owners on Admiralty Island live in Juneau, so it's not unreasonable to ask them to pay taxes on their seasonal properties. That argument doesn't apply to Angoon. Its city council passed a resolution last week noting that Admiralty Island is a national monument and is, quote, essential for the health and culture of the Angoon people. Former Angoon Mayor Maxine Fred Thompson told the Juneau Assembly that Tlingit are traditionally territorial and tied to their ancestral lands.
So when we're told that somebody else wants to lay claim to a property, it's very insulting. It goes to the very core.
It came down to a single vote. The annexation petition passed 5-4. Supporting was Mayor Ken Kelch and Assembly members Jerry Nankervis, Mary Becker, Beth Weldon, and Maria Gladyshevsky. Funter Bay property owner Joel Bennett said the result was a shock, considering none of these elected officials had made their case.
It's a little bit disturbing because the weight of the testimony, of course, was 100% one way. And you know, there were no real clear details in my mind about why this had to be done.
Angoon Mayor Pauline Jim didn't conceal her anger at the result.
We don't need people that are coming into our land to try to take over. We could not live with them, and they've done nothing to help us.
It's far from a done deal. Monday's vote sends the city's petition to the local boundary commission, which will hold its own hearings. Angoon's mayor says her community isn't done fighting.
We will do what has to be done, and I'm sure we're going to come back to them and take whatever steps that needs to be taken.
Even if the local boundary commission greenlights Juneau's petition, it'll still need to be approved by the Alaska legislature. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.